In fewer than 24 hours, the race for Michigan's 8th Congressional District picked up two new candidates. Both are Oakland County Republicans, Rochester Hills Mayor Brian Barnett, with Oakland County Executive L. Brooks Patterson at his side, announced his candidacy on Tuesday. Barnett said his experience as mayor has provided him a unique perspective and that he's seen what effective leadership can do and how it can deliver results. Yesterday, of course, former State Senate Majority Leader Mike Bishop entered the fray, saying he wants to cut federal spending and work to repeal Obamacare. Current state has reached out to both of these candidates about appearing on our program, and we're pleased Mayor Brian Barnett could join us today. Mayor Barnett, welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Why did you decide to become a candidate?
Well, you know, that's a great opening question and one that you can answer relatively quickly, but it takes a significant amount of soul searching to put yourself out in a position where you basically you know, have to give up your summer and your current career path and look at what you might hope to do in Congress. You know, I've been very blessed to be the mayor of an absolutely fantastic community, the city of Rochester Hills, for the past 8 years. And over that time, I've been able to affect, I think, some very positive change in our community and deliver some what I think are very positive results. And you know, I've been encouraged by a lot of folks. I truly am blessed to have a job that I love. I enjoy coming to work every morning. I think public service is an honorable calling, and when an opportunity presents itself, when you have a chance to provide that service for even more residents on an even larger scale, those of us who have it in their blood, I think, are drawn to that possibility and are attracted to that opportunity, and that's exactly what's happened. I first, of course, talked with my wife and my boys, and they're, of course, very supportive, and now we've been working over the past 5 or 6 days to begin to spread our message and to work with the folks who want to come alongside and support us.
You have a strong mayor form of government in the city of Rochester Hills, as we have here in Lansing. What have been particular priorities of yours as an elected official in Rochester Hills?
Sure. Well, I think that's unique, too. There aren't a lot of strong mayors in the state of Michigan. I think there are 12 cities, and, of course, what that means is I'm the CEO of the community, responsible for the day-to-day operations. We don't have a city manager. And so, you know, I'm really able to put into practice and ultimately responsible at the end of the day for the success or failure of programs in our community. And one area that has been an extreme focus of mine has been on attracting jobs and job-creating companies to our community. I really feel that that's an exceptionally important program and an especially important aspect of any community that really impacts everything from property values to crime rates. And so we've put together some pretty innovative programs. I have what's called the Mayor's Business Council, which is just sort of the C-suite executives of companies in Rochester Hills. So we're sort of uniquely vested in our community's success.
Brian, will job creation be a focus of your campaign?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's not just talking about it. We put together some pretty unique programs, and the result is that the city of Rochester Hills currently enjoys the second lowest unemployment rate in the state of Michigan, and that right now hovers between 3.9 and 4.2%. So we've got some good results to show for some of our work, and you know, we've really been focused on you know, knowledge, sort of the knowledge-based economy. We're the robotic capital of North America in Rochester Hills, so we've attracted a lot of companies that are in the robotics industry, and so. Absolutely, you know, Mark, job creation will be a key focus of what we talk about in this campaign moving forward.
How'd you manage to get the endorsement of L. Brooks Patterson, especially since Mr. Patterson couldn't be certain who else might be running?
Well, you know, I think that, you know, I mean, obviously we've received a lot of endorsements right out of the gate. Of course, also Sheriff Michael Bouchard and many of the other township leaders in Oakland County. You know, and I think, of course, for those in Oakland County, what that means is, you know, they've seen my work ethic, they've seen how I operate and what I've been able to deliver on a local level. And I think that speaks volumes for, you know, being the candidate out of Oakland County with those endorsements. But for those that perhaps haven't had a chance to meet in Livingston and in Ingham, I think it gives you some credibility, certainly in not just in the Republican Party, but I think, you know, statewide, I think Brooks is viewed as an effective leader, and I think a lot of people have respected. He's been on both sides of the aisle on issues in the past, and I think people recognize and respect his leadership. So I think it gives folks in Livingston and Ingham counties a little bit of support in terms of the credibility that I bring, and I think it's an honor to have folks like that line up behind you.
The conventional wisdom is that both parties would like to avoid an intense primary battle. How much stomach do you have for a contentious primary against Mike Bishop?
Yeah, well, Mike and I live about 3 miles from each other, and we have, we've always been friendly, and it's my intention that we stay that way, and we'll see how things move forward. You know, I think there's, the thing that I have to do, and that he'll have to do as well, is to just draw on our past and differentiate how our leadership styles would be different moving forward, and that's where I think the fact that if you talk to most people, and even the folks that I've talked to in the first few days of this campaign, I would tell you that the numbers that I've heard for people who are happy with how Congress has operated, if it is a double digit number, I haven't met those people. It's pretty low, and I think folks are tired of the rhetoric and just the constant gridlock. And
Mike Bishop said yesterday that if he's elected, he'll work to repeal Obamacare. Do you share that priority?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that at all. I mean, I've seen how it's impacted my community. I've seen how it's impacted my business operations here at the city, and certainly that's something that I would work to do as well. But I think there's a different way that we would work.
What would you propose as a way to address? I mean, healthcare costs are an enormous problem in this country. What would you propose as an alternative?
Well, I think that there are several options that are out there that I think, there are parts of all of them or parts of several of them that I think are interesting. Let me tell you what I know. As the leader of this municipal government, my health care costs go up about 22%, 15 to 22% each year. And as soon as Obamacare was, as parts of it were implemented here, those costs skyrocketed. Covering 26-year-olds on day one cost our community about another $45,000.
But what would you do differently, though?
Right. Well, I'm not sure that the Republican Party has coalesced around an alternative. And I would say the same thing. I haven't seen the silver bullet that says this is what exactly we would replace this with. I think there are parts of lots of different people's plans that I have seen that I'm attracted to. But to tell you today, Mark, that I have the silver bullet solution replacement for Obamacare would not be accurate. I just know that what we've seen and how it's been enacted so far has hurt small businesses like the business of Rochester Hills.
Where do you stand regarding gay marriage? Certainly an issue that's been in the news a lot here in Michigan.
Right. It came to our city, and there was a group of folks that wanted to see the city pass a human rights ordinance. And my position at the time, and it remains the same, is that, if the state wants to take this up as a ballot measure, obviously I think that would be the appropriate way to look at this. I don't think it's appropriate for individual communities to have individual stances on this. It's not an effective measure. I personally believe in the traditional definition of marriage, but obviously it's something that if the state wanted to approach and it was a ballot measure, I would obviously respect the wishes of the voters of the state of Michigan.
The most recent Kids Count survey showed Michigan kids, and we talked about this on yesterday's program. We're talking with Rochester Hills Mayor Brian Barnett, by the way, a candidate for the 8th Congressional District here in Michigan. This Kids Count survey showed Michigan children are considerably less well off than most in the country. African American children in particular are living among the poorest conditions in the nation. Aside from promoting job creation, what would you do to address the declining fortunes of Michigan's future generations?
Right. Well, every child deserves an exceptional education, and it shouldn't matter, the zip code from which you hail from. And the question I always ask is, if I'm ever with a group of people or talking education, is, how many of you think your quality of life is better than your parents? And most of the hands go up in the room. The next question you ask is, how many of you think that your kids' quality of life will be better? And most of those hands go down. And that's a problem. And I know the education discussion will be a major part of what Congress has to work with, and what, you know, will probably be a discussion of this campaign moving forward. I have two boys. They're both in the public school system. They're third and fourth graders. I'm heavily involved in our schools. I was in as a math tutor last week. You know, this is an issue that I think, you know, to me, this is more important than the discussion of what the minimum wage should be. I mean, raising minimum wage is not the answer. The answer is providing an education. When we're living in a world where low-skilled jobs, I think, are going to become less and less of a factor, and even less and less available, and education needs to be what our extreme focus needs to be. So next to job creation, Mark, I mean, education is, I think, will be a strong focus and should be for the next person who represents the 8th Congressional District.
Have you been a supporter of expanding the Common Core standards to Michigan?
I have not been a supporter. And frankly, that conversation, you know, as a mayor, you know, my interaction with that, as the mayor, I don't run the school system or have close interaction with the school system from a governance standpoint. As a mayor, though, I do feel, and I'm pretty passionate about this, that local control and flexibility is important. And so, again, I think that, you know, a system that provides total local control, what works in the Rochester Community District may not be necessarily the right thing that works in the Brighton District. And I want superintendents, teachers, parents, especially parents, to have flexibility and local control when they're talking about educating their kids.
Is support from Tea Party Republicans important to you?
It is. I mean, obviously, you know, this is considered a Republican seat, although it's not, you know, it's not certainly, I don't think anybody would say it's a slam dunk Republican seat, but the polls tell you that the district leans Republican. So obviously it's important in a primary to make sure that you have as many of the Republican Party support, as much of the Republican Party support as you can. And in much of the district, the Tea Party is an important voice and has been an important voice on matters in the past. And I think that they'll like my record of fiscal responsibility. I'm happy to have them look at my record here in Rochester Hills, and I'm sure we'll be talking about that more as the campaign continues.
Has it crossed your mind that a close primary involving two Oakland County candidates might give a leg up to someone outside Oakland, Senator Joe Hune, perhaps?
Yes. I mean, you know, of course, that's a consideration. You know, I think that the field on April 23rd will, you know, there's lots of what-if games, you know, that are being played across the district and in Lansing. I was in Lansing all day yesterday in meetings and doing a couple presentations. And, I'm trying to just focus on my own scenario here, gaining the support for our team and getting our message out. You know, April 23rd, we'll be able to really see who's in the race, and then we'll move forward from that point.
How would you assess Mike Rogers' performance in office?
Yeah, I thought Mike Rogers did a fantastic job. There are some things maybe that, you know, I know he takes some heat on some of the issues, but, you know, in general, I was very pleased with his performance. I was shocked that he decided not to run. He was a friend. He did my introduction at the my State of the City just 3 weeks ago, a video introduction for my State of the City. You know, you're always careful to throw stones until you've been in that position and know the challenges and the difficulty in balancing different factions and different perceptions and perspectives. It's difficult, you know, but in general, I thought he did a fine job, represented the district well, represented the state well, and I think he has a bright future.
Well, give us one other national issue that you find yourself really interested in that you would, you know, theoretically like to be involved in if you were successful in your campaign.
Sure. Well, like I said, I mean, you know, you have to pick the issues that you you can really dive deep into,
yeah.
And I think job creation will be first and foremost. And with that, there are, you know, obviously, you talk about the overreach of government, you talk about overregulation. Those things I'm extremely passionate about. Education will be another one that I think, because you know, I'm a father to a third and fourth grader, those kids, I mean, you know, this is where our future is, and this is something, obviously, that I'll spend an incredible amount of time on. Probably if there was a third issue, Mark, you know, I think I think immigration is going to be a challenging issue in the future, and it's something certainly we see the nation challenged with. We're a nation of immigrants, but we're also a nation of laws. And we have to find the balance between those two sort of large perspectives and large opinions. And I think that'll be an issue that this country, no matter your district or no matter your party, we're going to have to grapple with that and figure out a way forward that makes sense. So those three issues, I think, will be interesting issues moving forward.
All right. Brian Barnett is the Republican mayor of Rochester Hills. He is the first of at least a few Republicans who have announced their candidacy for the the 8th Congressional District, which of course includes Lansing and East Lansing. Brian Barnett, good luck. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me. Take care.